to episode 50 of our Snowflake Snow Pro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. Today, we're diving into the intriguing world of data sharing methods and configurations in Snowflake. Data sharing is a pivotal aspect of Snowflake's architecture, allowing for seamless and secure sharing of data across different Snowflake accounts. Let's embark on an extensive exploration to arm you with the knowledge needed to excel in your certification exam. Firstly, let's understand the foundation of data sharing in Snowflake. Snowflake's unique architecture separates storage and compute resources, enabling users to share data without duplicating it. This approach ensures data consistency and reduces costs. We'll dive into the secure data sharing feature, which allows data providers to share live data with data consumers without moving or copying the data. Furthermore, Snowflake's architecture enables sharing across different regions and cloud platforms. In addition, there are several methods for sharing data in Snowflake. Secure shares, reader accounts, and data marketplace are the key features to explore. Secure shares enable data providers to share specific database objects such as schemas, tables, and views with other Snowflake accounts. On the other hand, reader accounts allow consumers without a Snowflake account to access shared data through a provider-created and managed account. Moreover, the data marketplace offers a platform for discovering and accessing shared data sets from other Snowflake users and third-party data providers. Moreover, when configuring data sharing, it's crucial to understand the roles and privileges required. The account admin or a role with the necessary privileges can create and manage shares. Permissions on objects within shared databases need to be carefully managed to control access levels for different users. Additionally, understanding the process of creating and managing shares is fundamental. This includes creating shares, adding and removing objects from shares, granting and revoking access to shares, and monitoring share usage. Consequently, it's also essential to comprehend the impact of data sharing on performance and cost. Since compute resources are used by the data consumer, strategic planning is necessary to optimize resource usage. Lastly, let's talk about best practices for data sharing in Snowflake. It's imperative to regularly review shared objects and permissions to ensure data security. Also, clear communication between data providers and consumers is crucial for efficient data sharing. In summary, data sharing methods and configurations in Snowflake offer a powerful framework for securely and efficiently sharing data. By mastering these concepts, you will be well prepared to tackle the Snowflake Snow Pro Advanced Architect Certification Exam. Thank you for joining us on this in-depth journey, and we look forward to empowering you further in your Snowflake certification journey.